And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 21st of May. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Bailey, 1003, losing its identity. High, Biscay, 1026, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, south at Cira, northeast 40s. Southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4. Occasional rain and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, southwest 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southwest 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 at first. Occasional rain in northwest Humber, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White. Southwest becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. South or southeast 3 to 5. Drizzle at first in Plymouth. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in Plymouth. Biscay, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, but easterly 4 to 6 in far southeast. Fair, good. Fitzroy, south or southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers in northwest, moderate or good. Sol, south 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy Fastnet, south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Irish Sea, south 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, south or southwest 4 to 6, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic becoming southeast 3 to 5, rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Faroes, south or southeast 2 to 4, occasional rain and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 in southeast, occasional drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 3, 5 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 4, 8 miles, 1011, rising. Lerwick, southwest by west 3, 7 miles, 1011, rising. Wick Automatic, southwest by west 2, slight rain, 12 miles, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by south 3, 24 miles, 1014, rising. Lucas, west southwest 2, 12 miles, 1016, rising. Bulmer, southwest by west 2, 24 miles, 1017, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest 1, 1019, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 5, 2 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 5 miles, 1026. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 4, 1025, rising more slowly. Jersey, southeast by east 2, mist 3 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest 2, 1026. Scilly Automatic, south by west 5. Recent drizzle, 1 mile, 1022, rising slowly. Milford Haven, south by west 4. Slight drizzle, 3 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Aberporth, south 4, 8 miles, 1022, now falling. Valley, south by west 5, mist, 3 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest 5, 7 miles, 1020, rising. Valentia, south by west 4, recent drizzle, 1900 metres, 1015, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 2, mist, 4 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Malin Head, south by west 2, 22 miles, 1015, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by east 3, 30 miles, 1016, rising more slowly. And now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 20th of May. The general situation. A moist southwesterly flow will affect northern and western waters on Thursday and Friday as high pressure slowly builds from the near continent. High pressure and much warmer conditions will become dominant across all but the north of Scotland by Friday evening. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest backing southeast 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers at first, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed, south or southwest 3 to 5. Fair at first, then rain at times, moderate or good. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 3 to 5. Fair at first, then occasional rain. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest 3 or 4. Occasionally 2 later. Rain for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly, backing southerly 3 or 4. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly, backing southerly, then backing easterly or southeasterly later. 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest, backing south, then east or southeast later. 2 to 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional drizzle at first in west. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in east. Rain or drizzle at first. Fog patches at first in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing southeast 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle and fog patches, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing east or southeast 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Isle of Man, south 4 or 5, veering southwest 5 or 6, then backing southeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle and fog patches, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southwest, backing southeast later, 3 to 5. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. South or southwest, backing southeast later, 3 to 5. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest, backing southeast later, 3 to 5. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest, 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 at first. Showers at first, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles. South or southwest, 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 later. Showers at first, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. That completes the shipping bulletin, which of course means we're coming to the end of our day's broadcasting here on Radio 4, but we'll be back on air at 5 in the morning with my colleague Caroline Nichols. But for the time being, this is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Hello, I'm Celia Hatt, and welcome to the newsroom. Coming up in a few minutes' time on the BBC World Service, the US charges Cuba's former president Raul Castro with murder over the downing of two planes in 1996. But Donald Trump says there's no immediate plan to take any direct action.
There won't be escalation. I don't think there needs to be. Look, the place is falling apart. It's a mess.
We'll hear the latest from Washington. Plus, Ghana prepares to repatriate some of its citizens following a series of anti-immigration protests in South Africa. Elon Musk's rocket company is set to make the first ever $1 trillion debut on a U.S. stock market. Our tech correspondent in San Francisco tells us why SpaceX is so valuable. We'll hear from this year's winners of the International Booker Prize, and we'll take you to the Caribbean.
You come to Barbuda, you get all beaches to yourself, and not just beaches, pink sand beaches.
Pink sand?
A legal battle's being fought over those beaches. We'll tell you the story. Stay with us.
BBC News with David Harper. President Trump has described the indictment by the US Justice Department of Cuba's former president Raul Castro as a very big moment. But Mr. Trump played down the possibility of making a move on the communist island. Mr. Castro, who is 94 years old, is accused of conspiracy and four counts of murder. The charges stem from an incident 30 years ago in which Cuban Air Force jets shot down two planes flown by Miami-based Cuban exiles. From Washington, here's Bernd de Boosman.
The long-expected charges against the nearly 95-year-old Raul Castro form part of a wider pressure campaign by the Trump administration, which has threatened sanctions on countries supplying Cuba with fuel as it grapples with the most significant fuel and power outages in decades. The White House vowed that the U.S. would not tolerate a rogue state near American shores, but President Trump later told reporters he did not think escalation would be necessary. Cuba's president has described the charges as politically motivated and intended to justify U.S. military.